Press TV team took off from Damascus to the Al-Qalamun region, a mountainous area witnessing fierce confrontations. Al-Nabik was the destination.
This is Al-Makhrar Square in the middle of Al-Nabik town in Damascus countryside, an area which Syrian armed forces cleared of foreign-backed militants after ferocious clashes.
A series of Syrian army military operations that lasted nearly 2 weeks led to securing the town. A large amount of weapons, rockets, and ammunition, which militants stored in Al-Nabik, was seized by the army. The cache also included missiles, mortar launchers, and grenades.
We seized ammunition from armed gangs in Al-Nabik. They were stockpiling these weapons to attack the army and civilians in the town. We dismantled explosive militants set inside houses. We squashed them all and fully secured the town.
Inside the town, civilians who were displaced by the militants started to return home, while those who were holed inside their homes for days were able to see sunlight again. The popular support for the Syrian army was ubiquitous.
My house is near the square. Every day militants opened gunfire at us. The windows fell and even the walls of my house were damaged, so we had to leave. Now we're back, but the house needs to be fixed.
I have been hiding in my basement for 22 days. We were afraid to show up outside as there were many armed men. They looted houses and shops. We feel safe now after the Syrian army came.
Confrontations in Al-Nabik led to the closure of the international highway between Damascus and Homs, the main supply line for the Syrian army and the main route for civilians to and from the city. Now that the town is secured, the highway is open again. However, militants in the mountains surrounding the highway remain a threat. The Syrian army continues to chase them down in Al-Qalamun region. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus countryside.